Aneka said her chair lost a screw the other day. Many people would say, a screw? So human. I'm sure they would have invented something better by now. Actually, no. Those things are quite standard. You won't find the same gauge screws. Not millimetrical, not imperial. Taget and Pleiadian gauge. But still, a silly screw. And that is because there is no death, and because people jump into being one and or another species. And they take those concepts with them. Starseeds seed those ideas all over the place. Screw is just an example. But in general, everything is the same or of the same origin. For example, a toothbrush is a toothbrush, and although there are electric ones, the old ones work better. So most things will be the same. But with a twist, depending on the culture and depending on the influence other non-Illyrian species may have upon the culture. And to that, add the technology that some Illyrian species do not have, like humans, for example. There is medical technology, yes, like those small medical instruments that heal fast. They are basically a small med pod. For example, to heal a broken hand, no need of fully immersing a person. But in the end, it is simpler to use a toothbrush. We now know that over technology tends to take away more from you than what it gives you. You become servant to the technology and not the other way round. Asks Dale. You use sound and light for healing, no? Yes, sound and light is standard. As you know, it is also frequency-based. But precisely controlled high-energy magnetic fields work faster. There, they are very far back in technology. A med pod would have solved their aging problems. But in general, advanced civilizations tend to turn away from excessive technology, returning to art and handmade everything, all combined whenever necessary with extra high tech. Meaning that even if it is very easy to replicate whatever you want, even if with thought to computer interface that later represents an object of your design with an ultra-high definition 3D object, and if you like it, you print it with the replicator, civilizations at that level that can effectively create matter from energy will go back to seek the beauty of a handmade chair. It is not going backwards. It is advancing even more, as technology, if not kept at the service of the people, will become the master of the people. But it is possible to coexist with ultra-high artificial intelligence, as it will only reflect the very same mentality of its creators, meaning that the AI will be loving and life-protecting, not life-endangering. As the species thinks in ethics and morality, so will its AI. So in our case, we respect each other, AI and biology. Very interesting. Okay, so you mean we bring some of the ideas when we incarnate in other planets, and that's why there are so many similarities among our races, yes? Yes, and that is something very hard for humans to understand or accept. They imagine that if something or someone is from another planet, star system even more, then whatever they have must be terribly exotic and different from here. And that is correct. That is so. But not only. Taygeta, for example, has many musical instruments that are virtually identical to the ones on Earth. Piano, and violin, for example. I remember that many found it stupid to think that Tibetans would dance with lights in their shoes. But that's the way it is. Tibetans arrive here and they are fascinated with the earth music. What any race has as things, fashion, instruments, is a mixture of the influence it has had. The reason there is so much variety on earth is precisely because it consists of countless races and souls of those countless races incarnating there and importing their ideas with them. So culture-wise, art, music, earth is a very rich place. So many people will think those concepts are from earth, as they have no better way of understanding how they came to be. And they even say that stating that they come from outside is insulting the human intellect, as they alone can or could have come up with those ideas and concepts. I have heard this about the pyramids of Egypt, that humans are and were not stupid and they could have built them with no extraterrestrial intervention. But in reality, everything everywhere in the universe is shared ideas, all coming from the same basic source. So culture is much more extensive than people on Earth think, meaning that you find the same over and over in many places. But depending on the race, its influence, its morphology. For example, and as an obvious example, you won't find a piano in Corindian society, because they have only three fingers in each hand. But you will find a piano in Tibetan, Engan, and Salation society, as they have many fingers. So all those inventions are not unique of Earth or of any place in the cosmos. They are shared, and they have had countless eons of time to be shared and taken from one place to another, be it in starships or as star seeds that incarnate one place and then another as wanderers, importing ideas in their memory. They may not remember who they were because of the veil of forgetfulness, but they do remember what they are inside, their souls and their baggage. So culture is very extensive in the cosmos. Things like earrings in women are another example. They say on Earth that they come from Africa, and that earrings in the shape of a ring is Saturnian symbolism, the cabal imposed, human. But that comes from afar, from countless other races. From Saturn, precisely because of the main federation based there. And Africa, because of their stellar influence those so-called primitive societies have had throughout the years with contact with stellar beings of countless species. That's why they try to elongate the skulls of their babies to look like Homo capensis, more Pleiadians, by the way. That's why they try to elongate their necks as well in some African cultures, to look more mollusk, also Pleiadians. Quite useless to say you are Pleiadian contactee. Really? Please define which one. They really can't say. But that is what I wanted to say. A human-like figure is a very efficient design for a being, very used by countless species. And there is only a limited amount of things you can do for a human shape. So a chair is still a chair, and a table is still a table. You have toothbrushes and toilets, doorknobs and staircases. Do you have push-up bras? Yes, we do have push-up bras, and very good ones. Okay, I'm joking. What race has influenced the African races and Arab ones? Any specific one? Too many. Africa always has been a boiling place full of countless ET influence through the ages. Are these ETs black? Some are black, yes. Others are blue and others are orange. From the higher planes, why did the 7D beings and higher manifest colored skin? For fun? Not specifically for fun, because it is the best expression for who they are. Who are they? Black ones, for example. How does their black skin express who they are? Or any color, for that matter. How does it express who we are? As anyone else, it's not necessarily conscious. You are an energy print, a conglomerate of past experiences that make who you are, and that will mix and influence how you look. You are a frequency match to all that, as with everything else. I see. So in the same way, Taygeta is a melting pot of various influences too. Cause the souls there for sure have been to many places before too, no? Yes, all cultures are melting pots of external influences. That's precisely why you find a piano and a toothbrush hundreds of light years apart. Those ideas define you. They all combine to make who you are. I remember you said you don't have bars and restaurants, cafes. How is that possible? It's so nice to go relax in a nice, charming cafe or a bar. Because we are so few. 38 million in four planets is a very scarce society. I mean, can we open them when we go back? Yes, but who will go? Few will. And they do exist, but they are rare, mostly oceanside. Who will? Isn't it nice to go to the nice cafe lounge close to the beach where everyone can come, get some drink, snacks, socialize, listen to music, dance music ones with lights, rock bars, heavier country music places with karaoke? I mean, hey, I'm antisocial, but even I like it sometimes. Taygeta is just about empty of people. In four planets, we have less towns than your state of Montana. And only one city worth mentioning as a city. It is almost entirely made up of isolated places, very small communities, and self-sufficient large houses and farms holding one family, miles from the next one. I understand now why I incarnated there. And where do you meet people if you are lonely and want to have more friends or meet a partner? You meet people in places like academies and school places. Schooling is mostly at home with the immersion computers anyway. But in places like what you would call Starfleet Academy. The social structure is such that you end up going to meet people as you do your work, the work you want. So you help the social group with whatever is needed, and there is where you meet more people. I have been called to dinner. Must go. No worries, Baru. Bon appetit and thank you for the chat today. Thanks to you both. Just remember, the concept of influence between countless species is quite difficult to accept when you do not have the comprehension of how the universe really works, and only from the very limited point of view of Earth understanding. But in reality, it is not only logical, but reassuring and beautiful.